Hello, welcome back to Be Unapologetically Podcast. I'm your host, Kyra Carlin, and today is a very special, unplanned episode. If you guys follow me on social, I have been really being vocal about my feelings, how I feel, how I can help you feel better. And one of the IGTVs that I put out this past week from a live video, I labeled it Girl, Put Down Your Mask. And I titled it that because I have found myself in the season of so many parts of my life running around trying to be what other people wanted. And I really felt like it resonated. I had a lot of feedback that this is something that needs to be spoke on more. So before I dive into it, I want to feel like a series of episodes. I'm going to give you the original, and I am going to tell you it is a recording. It's not perfect sound quality, but I think the message is very needed. So I hope you enjoy.
I am here for this message. Y'all, I just went live in a couple different, I had a team page to go live in. I had a sister friend of mine going live in her group. And I just have this message on my heart that I felt like I know so many need to hear. And I thought the best and the easiest way that I can do it is just come in here and share and go live. So I want you guys to say hello when you guys hop on, say hi. Oh, my heart. And this may be a little bit of a wake-up call, and y'all, I haven't done these in quite a bit, but it has been on my heart to share this, and it's a good reminder for all of us. So I don't know about you, but there have been so many times in my life, a lot of times, actually, we're just going to go right into it. There have been so many times in my life where I have just felt like who I am and what I do is not enough for somebody, so then I will act, create, do something. I will change who I am, what I'm showing up like, to either be noticed, accepted, appreciated by somebody else. Has anybody else ever done that? Have you ever been like, oh, well, you know, my new boyfriend really loves NASCAR, so I'm going to love NASCAR all the time, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and you find yourself just like kind of running around, picking up masks and putting them on, and then, but when they don't notice, then you're like, I'm not good enough. Like, I don't matter. I'm not good enough. And I have found myself determining my worth based upon somebody else's approval. Has anybody else ever felt like they? If you have, drop me too, because I want to know that I'm not the only person in this world that has felt that feeling of like, who I am is not enough. And I want to tell you right now, I don't think it's one thing that happens. I don't think it's one thing that you do that takes that feeling away. I think it is multiple. Yeah, has anyone ever not done that? True. I think it is multiple occasions where you build your own strength and your own acceptance and your own like, but wait a second, I can do that myself. Because I can think of so many times in my life where I personally would just be like, do I even like this? And it would be kind of like devil and angel on my shoulder of being like, yes, you do. You be quiet. Like, that's what he loves. And then another one would be like, but you don't love it. So quit acting. Like, that's not. Not you. I found myself just creating a life that I was constantly running to keep up with. And I'm gonna tell you right now, sister, that's exhausting. It's exhausting. And I mean, I'm going to talk a little bit about network marketing right now, because I feel like I have found myself in this same place. And I don't know who is asking for this message right now, but I know someone's needing this message. And I talked about this in a post this last week of like, what do you want now versus what you want more? Because you can show up for now really easy. You can do the post and it can get the likes and it can do this and you can have a reel and all of these fun and fluffy things, right? But the outcome of that is this feeling that you have to constantly keep up with what you have already done. And it's like, that's not the life that you want to live. And so I want to give the reminder to someone else that like, sister, If it is not blessing you, it's a no. And I have lived by this standard for quite a while. And that includes whether it's social media, whether it's relationships, whether it's food. Like if you have found yourself almost dreading, not enjoying your life, this is your big, huge wake-up call to be like, girl, if it's not blessing you, then let it go. And I'm the other person that's like, I want to remind you that, like, you matter. Like, you matter as a human being. You matter before you do anything. You matter before you act like you like anything. Like, you're enough whether or not you love ranch on your pizza or French dressing. Like, you are loved for exactly who you are, and only you can accept that when you stop showing up as the watered down version of you, as the altered version of you, as the one who's been running around her whole life picking up masks. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, no matter what mask you put on, someone's not gonna like it. Someone's not going to like that you have long blonde extensions. Someone's not going to like that you put a filter on your live video. And the same breath, someone is asking you, where'd you get your extensions? Oh my gosh, I love what your lips look like. Like, you guys, I want to remind you that you're not here on this earth to try and please everybody. But if you can find it within yourself to love who you are and show up as the best version of you, that is when you are honoring the life in the body that God gave you. And it may be really hard to hear because I had a reel, and I'm telling you right now, like, I have come so far in my likable journey. Like, I have wanted people to like me my whole life. Like, gosh, I felt like I have searched and prayed for acceptance and approval for so long. And it has taken a lot of journeys and a lot of failures and a lot of acceptance to be like, but if they don't, that's okay. It's okay. So I had a reel that honestly was kind of spur of the moment a little bit, but man, does it sit true on my heart. And it was talking about like, oh, I love my body when I'm smaller. And it's like, girl, if you don't love your body now, you ain't gonna love it when it's smaller. And I do not need to explain myself. But girlfriend, the reasoning behind that is not saying that you have to be like, I love my belly. I love my arms. Like, girl, there will not be a time in my life where I love that. Like, I'm not going to love that. But I love that I can put on my clothes no matter the size and give myself a compliment. That's totally different. And I had girls and men, crazy enough, left and right telling me how wrong I was and you have no idea and, you know, all of these things. And it's like, girl, you're missing the whole point. The whole point is not telling you that you don't need to take care of yourself. You need to honor your body and who you are as a person, because that's what God made you to be. He made you to be you, and you have been spending your whole life running around picking up masks, running around trying to be smaller, running around trying to lose 20 pounds because maybe then you'll love what God has given you. And it's like, no, girl, I want you to learn to love yourself right now. And while it's so easy to move and manipulate and become the version of you that you think other people need, I want to tell you right now, there is somebody who needs the real version of you. And they've been waiting for you to put all the masks down. They've been waiting for you to shine your light. They've been waiting for you to share who you are, because that's the version of them that they have been praying to see. And you have been so busy picking up masks and putting them on and thinking that maybe then they're going to like you. Maybe then they're going to accept you. Maybe then that they will be the best version. Like, maybe then that you will be the version of you that they are needing. And I want to remind you that who you are right now matters. It matters before you do anything. It matters before what money you make, before the likes you get, before the Instagram shares, before all of these statistics and all of these things that you feel like you have to do that will give you the worth that you are searching for. It's a reminder that you are already worthy right now. And so, y'all, I don't know who needed this reminder. Put down the mask. Put down the mask and be the version of you. And you all, no one gets to tell you what that looks like. Like, I physically, mentally, emotionally love doing my hair and makeup. It is like therapy to me, but it could be like a task to someone else. And so this is a reminder, do what you love and be the best version of you. That is when you get to be the light that so many other people are praying for. But if you are so busy picking up all the different masks, you can't shine because you're busy looking to see what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be being yourself. And I want to remind you that you matter and you are enough and you are loved exactly as you are. And maybe you're hearing that. There are two different people hearing that right now. Two different people. One person is hearing that. They're like, oh, thank you so much. I needed that reminder. And there's another person. This is me praying for you, sister. Is that you personally, you matter. And I know you're hearing that and you're thinking like, she's not talking to me. Yeah, but you don't understand. Yeah, well, you don't understand because X, Y, and Z. You don't understand because this is what's going on in my life. You don't understand. I've been through so much. You don't understand. I have done so much. And it's like, girl, yeah, we all have. We've all been through a lot. We've all done a lot that we're probably not proud of. We've all said things. We've all thought things. But even then, you are worthy. So I don't know. I don't know who asked for this. Maybe no one. Maybe no one, but I know that for me, I am the most moved when I can say the words out loud. And I know that I can't be alone. And feeling like someone else is always doing it better. And if only you could do it like her, I want to remind you, girl, put your mask down. Because you only need to show up as you. That's when you'll truly be happy. That's when you'll truly feel like you matter. That's when you'll truly believe whenever I say those words that you are worthy and you are enough and you are loved. And I hope that you never forget that.
So I hope that resonated with you. I hope that was a message maybe you've been praying for. Maybe you've been really just searching for an answer. I pray that reaches those who need it the most. And I really am excited. I don't know what that looks like, friends. I don't have a laid out plan. Like, I feel like a lot of people expect people to have. I don't have a plan laid out, but I know that this is what I'm being called to do, to share more about this. So if this episode was helpful, I would love and greatly appreciate if you would share this on your Instagram story, share it with your friends, tag me, go to Apple Podcasts and write a review. It really, really does help us reach more women to make a bigger impact. And at the end of the day, that is what I want to be able to do the most. I appreciate you guys so much. I love you. I mean it. Have the best day ever.